Several hundred people listened to a panel of speakers that included the former mayor of Dish, Calvin Tillman.
I'm not some rocket scientist. I'm just a normal guy who moved to the country, who got pissed on by the oil and gas industry.
Tillman is working with environmental groups like Earthworks and the North Central Texas Communities Alliance to seek tougher restrictions and regulations on the oil and gas industry. No industry representatives spoke Monday night. Azle residents Tracy Strickland and Tom Converse echoed Tillman's message. They moved here this past summer from East Texas and now live in the epicenter of all the quake activity.
Our concern is our property value now. Is it going to decrease our property value? I mean, you buy a property as an investment, and now you don't know where we stand on that 10 years from now, if the earthquakes are going to affect us.
And it's good to have this guidance to know actually what we can do as people, how to come together and actually try to change things and make a difference.
It's encouraging, both said, especially since they keep experiencing the shakes.
We're sitting there at 1140, and it rumbled right on through the house.
It sounds like a truck hits the backside of the house, the whole house just shakes. So it's something.
Michael Loggins and his wife live just 10 miles north of Azle near the Trinity River.
I just built a $200,000+ home out here, and it's being shaken. I just called 2 weeks ago when we put earthquake insurance on our house. That was an extra $100 a year that you shouldn't need in Texas. I mean, in California or somewhere like that, maybe, you know, but in Texas, no.
At the close of the meeting, the audience celebrated volunteers who signed up to be part of a new steering committee that will keep locals informed on the latest out of Azle.
This is your new steering committee for this cause.
Environmentalists and local residents say they plan to travel to Austin to attend next week's Railroad Commission meeting. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.